Shout a Jericho destroying, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet, please, as we close our eyes and raise up our two hands to the Lord and pray for ourselves loud and clear in this song. Holy Ghost, you reign again. You reign in my life.
Before you sit down, beloved, I'd like you to pray this prayer for yourself. This prayer will make the angels of God to move on your behalf. You open your mouth like fire and like thunder like this. Divine favor. Envelop me by fire. In the name of Jesus. Pray for divine favor. To envelop you by fire. In the name of Jesus. Masikaya boshentera bakara bosentolaba. Divine favor. Envelop me by fire. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Lord and our God, we thank you for this day. And we thank you for bringing us to this powerful meeting. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you because you have been protecting us. You have put us inside the envelope of your fire and the blood of Jesus. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. In this wonderful meeting of today, let there be no one who will come here and go home empty-handed. In the name of Jesus. Every stubborn situation that has been confronting anyone in this meeting, we bury them now. We bury them now. We bury them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Before you sit down, beloved, I'd like you to prophesy into the life of seven persons. And tell the person, this month, all the serpents and scorpions militating against you shall die in the name of Jesus. Prophesy to seven persons. This month, all the serpents and scorpions militating against you shall die. Make sure there are seven in number. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. This month, all the serpents and scorpions militating against you shall die. Thank you, Jesus. You may have your seat now. God bless you. I'd like you to listen very carefully to this message, because that's what the Lord wants us to work on here today. And the Lord has promised that there will be a lot of dumbfounding testimonies. For a few minutes, we're looking at what I call the problem of troublesome foundations. The problem of troublesome foundations. It will be good for you to be very, very attentive. The problem of troublesome foundations. Very quickly, we'll read from Psalm 11. Psalm 11, verse 3. Psalm 11, 3. The problem of troublesome foundations. Psalm 11, 3. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Meaning that the problem of foundations can even trouble the righteous. Therefore, the message of this day is specifically for some kinds of persons. This message is for those who have been suffering consequences of idol worship. It's for those who have had contacts with the occultic people and they are suffering because of that. This message is for those who have discovered that they are spiritually blind. And no matter how hard they pray, heaven seems to become brass. This message is for those whose items, something from their lives, something from their body, have been taken to the occultic people. This message is for those who have been attacked in their dreams and they are suffering as a result of that manifestation. This message is for those who suffer consistently from the spirit of fear. This message is for those who suffer an attack in the dream that is a physical manifestation and they take ill. This message is for those whose parents have dedicated them to idol worship. This message is for those who are hated for no reason. People just hate you for no reason. This message is for those who are always suffering from disappointment and frustrations. This message is for those whose blessings are always diverted to others. This message is for those whose rewards are diverted to those who are not even qualified for it. This message is for those that have been battered by anti-testimony forces. This message is for those who are having unexplainable distress and stress in their marriages. This message is for those who hear strange things and see strange things that others do not see. This message is for those who were formerly attending false, fake churches. This message is for those who, when they got married, as they were checking their wedding presents, they found that there is a satanic gift therein. This message is for those who have very bright, very brilliant ideas, but nothing comes out of it. This message is for those who have to struggle and fight and fight and fight before they can achieve a small measure of success. This message is for those who have observed their family pattern and they find the same evil pattern happening to everyone. This message is for those who find it very difficult to sustain any kind of success. This message is for those who always have failure with their helpers. This message is for those who are very good starters but bad finishers. This message is for those who have tried and tried and tried and they really don't know what they are fighting against. This is why today is a special day. And you must pray in a special way. The prayers will not be long, but the intensity of it is what matters. If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Now listen very carefully. Every human-based operation and manifestation has a foundation. Everything has a foundation. When we talk about spiritual foundation, what do we mean? When we say your foundation, what do we mean? By your foundation, we mean the platform on which your life rests. By foundation, we mean the platform prepared for you by your ancestors. By foundation, we mean your own personal genesis. Your own foundation means your root and your origin. Your foundation means your hereditary roots, your inherited patterns, the bedrock on which the structure of your life rests. This is what we mean when we talk about foundations. This is what we mean when we're talking about foundation of a person's life. Foundations are vital in every area of life. The strength and height of every structure is predetermined by its foundations. No matter how hard you pray for a particular thing to happen, if your foundation cannot sustain it, you are in trouble. Every endeavor in life has foundations, and no one is exempted from foundational implications of one's life. As a matter of fact, there is a power relationship between your foundation and your destiny, because you cannot climb higher than the strength of the foundation that is carrying you. Your foundation determines how long you will last. No matter how old you are, no matter how young you are, the earlier you pray the foundational prayers, the better. A man had a dream. 7 naked men were carrying a coffin out of his house. He didn't understand, but he knew it was a bad dream. 7 naked men were carrying a coffin out of his house. He told his wife the dream. The wife was scared. The reason the wife was scared was because the uncle of the man that died recently told this wife that he had the same dream. 7 naked men coming in and carrying coffins out of the house. So they didn't know what to do. They ran to a church where they gave them 3 buckets of holy water. No way. The dream still repeated. They went to a herbalist who took their money and did all kinds of things. But yet, no success. Eventually, the man died. When spiritual investigation started, it was now revealed that one of the man's ancestors, when he died, they asked 7 naked slaves to bury him. And when the slaves got there, they buried this dead man with 7 living slaves. They buried the 7 slaves alive with this man. And that foundation is now threatening his own offspring. You are here today, listen to me. But you never can tell what your ancestors have done. Have your ancestors killed the innocent? It is a troublesome foundation. If you have that kind of foundation, don't be surprised that you'll be battling with your health now. You've been wasting a lot of money battling with all kinds of things. If there's a foundation of murder or killing people in your foundation, there will be blood crying against all the offsprings of that family. This is what is going to lead us to our first prayer point here now. I'd like you to close your eyes where you are. And as much as you want the Lord to touch you here this morning, I want you to raise up your voices like fire. Say, every foundation of crying blood in my family land. Can you shout this louder than anyone around you? Down! In the name of Jesus, deal with the foundation of crying blood, so that any blood crying against you will be completely eliminated. Masikaya boshentera bakapola basanta. Something must happen to you here this morning. The pasatakaya bakariaba. The foundation of crying blood. Yes, sight. Every foundation of crying blood in my family line. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Keep your eyes closed, beloved. There's a surgical operation going on. Angels of God are carrying out an operation on one sister who is suffering from this kind of foundation. That's right. Yes. Something is happening from your waist down, from your waist down. Certain things have been taken out. The agents of bewitchment have been shaken off. Let's be released. Every part that has manipulated your menstruation, that power is being shaken off. Amen. Open your eyes, beloved. Let those who are following me shout hallelujah. The other time we ministered to somebody, this was a very strange case. This person will attend an interview, he would take the first position, and anytime they wanted to now paste the list, in a mysterious way, something wipes out his name from the list. Sometimes when he takes examinations, the examination papers will just disappear. But the examiners will remember seeing his paper. But that disappeared. On spiritual investigation, it was discovered that his father was a satanic priest who had sold off all the virtues of his children. Are your ancestors shriners? If you have shriners as ancestors, there is no way things are going to run smooth now until you destroy that foundation. These shriners will go to their shrines and they will say, we have come here on behalf of themselves and their children, including those in Lagos, including those in America. So while you are sitting down here in Lagos, somebody is mentioning your name at the front of a shrine. Are your ancestors shriners? You will notice unexplainable blockages. This one will take us to our second prayer point now. I want you to close your eyes again. Say, every evil load attached to my head by the shrines of my father's house. Can I hear the sisters shouting this loud and clear? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Every load attached to my head by the shrines of my father's house. Everybody together. Yeah! In the name of Jesus. Every load attached to my head by the shrines of my father's house. Your time is up. Something is happening, something is happening. That's why Jesus brought you here. Yes, sight. Masotokoyabo shentera bakayaba. Ribakopende sotoyabo shentera bakayaba. Maribo sotende kayabo shentayaba. Boparaka sotende kayaba. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence. There are 25 persons that the shrines of their father's house have swallowed all their breakthroughs. But right there where they are, the power of God is coming upon them and the yoke of those shriners are broken. That's the first person. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. That's right. 21, 22, 23, 24, number 25. Glory be to the name of the Lord. That's right. Keep your eyes closed, beloved. There's somebody over there trying to vomit something. That's right. That thing is coming up. life from beneath the belly. The hand of the angels are pulling it out. Yes, it's been there for years, but it shall be there no more. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Listen to me very carefully, beloved. We prayed for a sister some time ago. Anytime she gets a good job, she runs mad. Anytime she gets a marriage proposal, she runs mad. Anytime a good thing comes, she runs mad. In fact, the one that brought her to church was the day she paid for a house and she was about to move in. She ran mad right there at the front of the house. It was then somebody brought her on spiritual investigation. It was revealed that somebody in her line caught a slave on the wedding day of that slave and sold the slave off. The bride was ready. The family of both bride, groom and bride are ready. But a man went there, captured this man who is about to get married and sold him off as slave. So the slave, the bride's family, bridegroom family, they issued curses on the offspring of this man. And this is what this sister was going through. Are you here today? And one way or the other, your ancestors were involved in slavery. You will notice unproductiveness and failure will be attacking you every time. It is a troublesome foundation. The other time too, we pray for somebody. No one lived in that family above 40. This sister now became 39 and a half years old. Somebody brought her to church. She came for prayers because she believed she had 6 months too to live. We started praying. On spiritual investigation, it was discovered that she had an ancestor who was a witch doctor. And they brought a case to this herbalist. Three women married to a man. The man is dead. They are now claiming that one of these women is a witch that killed the man. So they brought this case to this herbalist, who was the ancestor of this sister. The herbalist picked an innocent woman that she is the witch, and they stoned her to death on the words of this witch doctor. As they stoned this woman to death, the woman cursed the herbalist that none of his own children will go above her age. And at the time they were stoning this woman, she was 40. You never can tell as you are sitting down there this morning whether your ancestors have maltreated the innocent or they gave information to put the innocent in trouble. It's a troublesome foundation. Troublesome foundation. Close your eyes again. I'd like you to pray this prayer louder than anyone close to you. Every foundational mistake that is affecting my life now, blood of Jesus, kill them. Can I hear the sister saying this? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Everybody together now, every foundational mistake that is affecting my life now, blood of Jesus, healed in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and decree it. Something is happening again. Something is happening again. Yes. That is the power of God. That is the power of God. Blood of Jesus. Kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Listen, beloved. There were six daughters in the family. Five of them became widows at 30. At 30, they just lost their husband. The sixth one started attending our meetings and started praying. It was then on spiritual investigation, it was found that their great-grandfather was part of a team of people that shared the property of the dead husband of a widow. And they left this widow with nothing. The widow now went naked into the bush and issued curses that all their daughters who become widows at 30. If parents of families have been involved in cheating widows, the offspring cannot escape the consequences unless they deal with it by atonement and by prayer. I want you to understand, beloved, the evil power of troublesome foundations. When a man has four daughters and all four daughters are being raped at the age of 4, 7, 8, 9, 10, until spiritual investigation showed that the ancestors who were involved in raping, these are troublesome foundations. No wonder the Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? What do we mean by troublesome foundations? Troublesome foundations have 12 characteristics. A troublesome foundation is an evil foundation that mocks your prayers. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that resists all your efforts at making progress. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that laughs at your calamity. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that boasts that it will not let you go. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that recycles problems. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that negotiates yearly carryover of trouble. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that receives normal prayers and confessions. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that will rather eliminate a person instead of allowing the person to prosper. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that will constantly attract negative powers or bad luck to your person. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that will invade your dream life with terrible things. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that requires multiple deliverance sessions. A troublesome foundation is a foundation that kills or pushes away divine helpers. If you are going through any of these things, the short prayer session we want to go into now, pray with holy madness. How do we deal with this kind of troublesome foundations? Number one thing is this: you must completely surrender your life to Jesus. Without that surrendering of your life to Jesus, there is no way out. Salvation does not exempt you from foundational trouble. It only gives you a weapon to address it. The second thing to do is to carry out a spiritual mapping of yourself. What do we mean by carry out a spiritual mapping of yourself? It means you must carry out physical and spiritual research on your own foundation. You can gather information from your parents, from your grandparents, from family members who know the history of the past. You can also get information by observing the trends of things around you. You can also get information by asking the Holy Spirit. You need to find out for yourself the identity of your parents, at least to the third or fourth generation. You need to find out the names they bear. You need to find out their character. You need to find out their occupation. You need to find out their commonest activities. You need to find out for how long they lived. You need to find out how they died. You need to find out what idols they worship. You need to find out how they gave their children their names. You need to find out whether they have family shrines or family altars. You need to find out whether you have ancestors who serve at the altar of Satan. You need to find out the kind of covenants they entered on behalf of the family. You need to find out whether there are curses working in the family line. You need to find out whether there are spiritual litigations on the family. You need to find out whether there are sanctions placed on that family. You need to find out how they process the placenta of their children. You need to find out what marks or incisions they make on their children and why. You need to find out the marital trends. Then any other question the Holy Spirit will lay in your mind, you need to ask. This is what we call personal spiritual mapping. Find out these things. They may give you a clue on what you are going through. Number three is this: after you have surrendered to Jesus, you have carried out spiritual mapping, Number three is to ask for forgiveness. Confess those sins of your ancestors to the Lord. The fourth thing to do is this. You must renounce all the ancestral contracts. When we say renounce, we mean withdraw your allegations. Withdraw your allegiance. Withdraw your connection. Withdraw your pledges. Withdraw your vows. Withdraw your commitments and promises made by you or your ancestors to evil powers. And the next thing you should do is this. You must break every evil covenant that your ancestors have entered into. This is part of the prayers we have been praying since. The next thing you should do is number five, is to deal with the satanic priests that are behind the family altars. And the sixth thing you should do is to now rededicate yourself, your family, and your property to God. And the last thing you should do is to wage war to recover what you have lost, which is why we're here now. This morning, we have a few minutes to pray. But the length of the prayer does not matter. The intensity with which you address it. As many people as shall cry to the Lord from their hearts today, they will leave this place with overflowing testimonies. Rise up on your feet, beloved. Rise up on your feet. If you are here this morning, you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, I'm not asking whether you go to church or you don't go to church. You could be going to church, but you don't have an encounter with Jesus. You have listened to the message of this morning, and you want freedom. If you are in this meeting, you have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus. Wherever you are, while all eyes are closed, just raise up your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. This is the first step towards you receiving your breakthrough. Those of you raising up your right hand, take a bold step of faith and run quickly to the front here so that we can pray with you and welcome you into the household of faith. Let's find a way very quickly to the altar here. God bless us as you do so. Taking the most important decision in life, right there where you are, close your eyes, bow down your head, and say what I'm going to say now after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now, for I know that you sent your son Jesus to die for my sin. I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, forgive me all my sins. Write my name in the book of life. As from today, I say bye-bye to the devil and his works. And I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Wonderful God, I thank you for this, your children. Oh Lord, uphold them by your power. Today that they have surrendered their lives to Jesus, let their lives no longer remain the same. Keep them standing by your power. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. The rest of us will have our seat as we quietly begin to talk to God on what we want him to do in our lives today. Step on our feet, please. Place your hand on your belly button and you pray this prayer. We have very short time to pray them, so don't waste time with them. Every plantation of failure in my foundation, in the name of Jesus. That is the first thing to deal with. Deal with the plantation of failure. In Jesus' name we pray. silence. Let us wait for the manifestation of the miracles that is supposed to follow that prayer point. That's right. As a result of that prayer we've prayed now, so many people will receive promotion breakthroughs. That place where they say they don't want you, go back there. They will now want you. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. As someone here now, you were practically carried into this meeting. Every part of your body has arrows of darkness in them. It is a foundational bondage. Right where you are, beginning from your head, the arrows are going back to the sender. Return your hand on your belly button. You will say this loud and clear. Foundational yokes. Back. 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 You have to shout it 3 hot times. Can I hear you saying it? Yes. In the name of Jesus. Break it. It must be broken. Yes. Yes. Back. 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 Masika Poshenta. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us wait for the breakthroughs that will follow that prayer. Yes. That is the release of the healing power of God. That's right. Yes, receive your healing. Yes, the one in the head, the one in the chest, the one in the stomach, the one in the womb, the one in the legs, the one in the backbone. Let the arrows of infirmity begin to go right now. Thank you, Jesus. Still retain your hand on your belly button. Say, every evil river flowing into my destiny from my foundation. Can you say this loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Yes. Thou power of God, move. Thou power of God, move. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us wait for the manifestation of the miracles that are to follow that prayer. That's right. Every strange dream manifestation is being shaken out. Every trend of failure is being broken to pieces. Every cage of marine powers is being destroyed completely. Yes, that's the power of God. That is the power of God. That's the power of God. The enemy that has been biting the breast of somebody over there, something is happening to that breast. The teeth of the enemy is being pulled out. And that power of cancer has dried up. Thank you, Jesus. This
first prayer, beloved, pray it with only madness, because it shall release 21 breakthroughs. 21 different breakthroughs. Foundational cage in the word of the Lord. Break in the name of Jesus. Let the foundational cages be broken. Let them 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 be broken. Masikateya boshende rabakapola basanta. Ribosoponde keya boshente rabakapola basampa. Marida kaponde seteya bokoshente. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Don't be tired. That's right. Foundational cage. Hear the word of the Lord. Your time is up. Break. In Jesus' name we pray. Aha. Aha. Yes. This is wonderful. Those 21 breakthroughs are happening already. Yes. It's happening. It's happening. Yes, be released. Be released. Enough is enough. Be released from their grip. Shout this loud and clear now. Collective captivity of my father's house. Release me by fire in the name of Jesus. Collective captivity of my father's house. Release me by fire in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Silence now. Please don't be afraid what happens to you now. The Lord has some strange works to do in our midst now. There are some people here this morning. The trouble they are going through is because they were dedicated to idols, dedicated to shrines, dedicated to evil powers by their parents. Most of these things were done by the parents in ignorance, but it's affecting you negatively. In the next 1 minute, those under that category, you will notice the electric power of God falling upon you. When it falls upon you, anything can happen. But the important thing is this: the yokes must break before you leave this place. It's happening already. The yoke of stagnancy, the yoke of non-achievement, the yoke of marital failure, the yoke of bad luck, it's all been broken now. Amen. I see the angels of the living God moving about in the whole of this place in a very high speed and doing all kinds of things. Now is this prayer? The Lord said we should pray now. We're going to pray 3 times. The prayer the Holy Spirit said is for so many people here this morning. And the manifestation of that prayer will start as from now. Oh God, arise! And avenge me of my adversaries. 3 times. We're going to pray this one. And the manifestation will start today. In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to be more aggressive. Because the more you pray this prayer, the more your enemies will be in trouble.
Open your mouth and pray again.
Avenge of my adversaries. In the name of Jesus. Avenge of my adversaries. In the name of Jesus. Avenge of my adversaries. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. One more time. This is the final time.
Open your mouth and pray.
Avenge of my adversaries. In Jesus' name we pray. So many wonderful things have happened here this morning. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Begin to thank the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Begin to worship Him from your heart. What a mighty God we serve. Jesus' name we pray. Let's bring out our prayer letters and hold it in our right hand. Stretch it to the heavenlies. And let your amen be dynamic. Our Lord and our God will raise our prayer letters unto you after the order of Hezekiah. Before we wrote this letter, you knew the desires of our heart. Therefore, Lord, as we raise this thing up to you, you are the God that answereth by fire. Answer by fire in the name of Jesus. Everyone who has raised up a prayer letter here, and those who have written their own letters in the tablet of their heart, let there be dumbfounding testimonies. In the name of Jesus, your God shall arise and your enemies shall scatter. Your God shall arise, your enemies shall scatter. Your God shall arise, your enemies shall scatter. Your God shall arise, your enemies shall scatter. Your God shall arise and your enemies shall scatter. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Take a song of praises in your mouth and wave it to the Lord. Any song of praises in your mouth and wave it to the Lord. What a mighty God is. 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 Amen. Can keep your prayer letter away now. With a smile on your face, believing the Lord for powerful breakthroughs to the glory of the name of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We have 7 sealing prayers to pray, which are all perfection prayers. Get yourself prepared and ready. This first prayer I want you to pray is for those who are tired of being left behind in everything. Those who have been harassed day and night, and those who have struggled with all kinds of wickedness, and it will appear as if the wickedness is getting stronger. Please pray this with all your heart and see what the Lord will begin to do as from today. For as you pray this prayer, any power that does not want to let you go, they have 7 days. Yes. Loud and clear. Within 7 days, every unrepentant witchcraft militating against me. Can I hear the sister saying this? Brothers, shout it louder than the sisters. Shall be buried in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare it.
declare it loud and clear. Masikateya bo shendera bo kopola basanta. In Jesus' name we pray.
Yes. It's wonderful.
Say, I fire back.
This is number two.
Every arrow of untimely death.
Don't joke with this prayer.
I fire back. Every arrow of untimely death. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, fire back! In Jesus' name we pray.
You will mention your name loud and clear.
Daniel Olukoya. You shall arise above all the unbelievers around you. In the name of Jesus, you shall arise above all the unbelievers around you. Masika poya boshende abosunta. In Jesus' name we pray.
Say this louder than anyone close to you.
By your power of signs and wonders. And visit me.
Can you say this loud and clear?
In the name of Jesus, by your power of signs and wonders, oh God, arise and visit me. And visit me. And visit me. In Jesus' name we pray.
As we pray this next prayer, you will discover that if you have any sickness in your body, the sickness will begin to jump out.
That power of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Can you shout louder than anyone around you? In the name of Jesus, destroy the power. The power of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Yes. My blood is not for drinking. That power of eaters of flesh and drinkers of blood. Your time is up. In Jesus' name we pray.
Two more.
Every problem that troubled my parents, I am not your candidate. Therefore, die. Can I hear you saying that one?
If I were you, that sister, I will pray it with madness.
Are you say it loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Asikate yaboshente rabakaraba santa.
Ribosaponde ke yaboshente yabokola baraba.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray.
This is number seven now. The last one before we go home.
Divine perfection. Envelope my life.
The Bible says the Lord shall perfect that which concerneth you.
divine perfection. Envelope my life in the name of Jesus. Divine perfection. Envelope my life in Jesus' name we pray. Wonderful God, we thank you for bringing us to this meeting. We thank you for the moving of your power. It is written that your people here shall to the hills raise up their heads. From whence comes their help? The help comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. You will not suffer their feet to be moved. For he that keepeth them will not slumber. That keepeth them shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. The Lord will bless you mightily. I bless you in the name of the Lord. Your going in and your coming out shall be blessings. The Lord will bless you from Zion. And make his face to shine upon you. And be gracious unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us share the grace in fellowship.